Dr. Ziad Abu Amr was elected to the Palestinian parliament as an independent with Hamas backing. He's a former Palestinian cabinet minister, and he joins us now. Sir, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
The Palestinians are now looking at a government with a member of Fatah as president and a Hamas majority in parliament. What do you think are the chances for cooperation between these two parties?
I think there is a chance for cooperation, especially when the two sides have expressed willingness and keenness to cooperate, both Hamas on the one hand and the president on the other hand. And in fact, the two sides have no alternative but to cooperate in order for the government to run.
And you're optimistic. Where are those chances? Maybe a few examples of where cooperation, where you think it's going to happen.
I think there is going to be easy cooperation on the internal level with regard to reform and change. The president has a program, and Hamas has a program, and the two programs are not very much different from one another when it comes to internal reform. So the president will get full Hamas backing on his program of reform.
A lot of people believe that, you know, when you get into power, it sometimes has a moderating influence on the politicians themselves. I mean, do you believe that? And do you see that happening with Hamas?
Definitely. And this moderating influence has started long before Hamas entered the parliament. I think when Hamas accepted a truce, ceasefire with Israel, a temporary one, that was a shift. Now, when Hamas is in parliament and when Hamas is likely to form the government, this will have a sobering effect on a movement which will become extremely sensitive to the imperatives of politics vis-a-vis the imperatives of ideology. And we have already heard statements by the leadership of Hamas indicating its appreciation of political realities. Mr. Mishal, the head of the Politburo, announced yesterday that the PA was established on the basis of the Oslo agreements, and they will deal with this reality with a great sense of realism and pragmatism.
So do you expect moderation on policies toward Israel, for example?
Well, it has to be reciprocal. I think Hamas has learned from the failing experience of the PA that they cannot give one-sided concessions to Israel, but I'm sure concessions from the Israeli side will be met by similar concessions on the part of Hamas.
Dr. Ziad Abu Amr was elected to the Palestinian parliament as an independent with Hamas backing, and he is a former Palestinian cabinet minister. Sir, thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.